To be back out with you this morning to be in God's house. As you know, we started last week on a series called The Elephant in the Room. And I just went over a generalization of it last week. And you know the elephant in the room is that problem that you just pretty much want to ignore. It's there. You know it's there. But you keep ignoring it. You keep sweeping it under the rug. Sometimes you even get to the point to where you think it's normal. Sometimes you get to the point where you look at it through a distorted lens and you think that looking at it through that distorted lens that everything's okay. And I just did, like I said, a generalization last week. I'm going to start getting more specific with it starting today. But anyway, if you would, let's turn to 2 Peter, the second chapter, beginning with the 19th verse, if you would, please. 2 Peter, the second chapter, the 19th verse. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Let's say that. Let's just read that again. I think that's very important. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be in your house this morning, Lord. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm thankful for these souls that are here this morning, Lord. We love you and we praise you for that. And Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would open up the hearts and minds this morning, Lord, that they could look within themselves, Lord. And the Father, if there's an issue in their life, Lord, you know, today is a day of salvation. Today is a day to get this stuff taken care of, Lord. We understand that. For Lord, you truly have been good to us, Lord, and we truly believe that you can do that. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. Sometime next month, I will be preaching 31 years. And during that time as a pastor / preacher, I've never had anyone call me or approach me and say this to me. You know what, Dave? My family has been really going good. Everything in my life is going great. And you know what? Starting tomorrow, I want to mess it all up. I want to spend more money than we bring in. I want to max out all my credit cards. I want to have, you know, if I'm really fortunate in doing this, they'll come and they'll turn my gas and my electric and my water off. If I'm really fortunate, if I'm really on my game and doing this, this is what will happen. If I'm really lucky, they'll come and repossess my house and my car. And if I am extremely fortunate, my spouse will have enough of it and she or he will walk out on me and he'll divorce me. I've never had one individual come to me and tell me that in 31 years of preaching. I've never had anyone come to me or call me and tell me, Pastor, I want to start smoking cigarettes tomorrow. I want to start rubbing snuff and chewing tobacco tomorrow. And this is what I hope happens. I hope when I start smoking cigarettes that I become a chain smoker. That's what I really want. I want to become a chain smoker. I want my teeth to get yellow. I want my car, my clothes, and everything about my house and everything to smell like an ashtray. I really want to be able to take my children to the doctor all the time with asthma induced by smoking. I really want that. And if the moon and the stars and everything really align, I can end up with emphysema. I can end up with heart disease, and man, if I'm real fortunate, I'll end up with cancer. I've never had anyone come to me and ask me that and tell me that's their goal in life. Have you? No. But it happens, and it happens a lot. I've never had anyone come to me and say, Pastor, I'm going to start drinking alcohol tomorrow. I'm going to start taking drugs tomorrow. Because what I want to do, I want to become an alcoholic. That's what I want to do. What I hope happened, I hope that I can't keep a job because of it. I really hope I can't keep a job because of it. I'm hoping my kids end up in therapy. And I hope that they tell everybody how much that they hate me and how much of a mess I've made of their life. That's what I hope. That's what I hope happens, Pastor. Or I hope that I'm driving drunk and they catch me and they take my license away at the very least, or really, really, if they're really good, I'll wreck and I'll kill some innocent family. Then maybe towards the end of my life, I'll end up getting cirrhosis of the liver or have all kind of issues. I've never had anybody come to me and tell me that. As a pastor, as a preacher, I've never had him tell me that. But guess what? It happens. And guess what? It happens a lot. This is going to be pretty. This is what I'm going to be preaching today. I want you to understand. I have battled this all week to preach this. I have, because I know there have been things coming, but I'm telling you, I'm going to be very precise this morning, and it may not be what you want to hear. Okay? I want you to understand this. I've never had anybody ever come to me and say, Pastor, I've got a new cell phone. And what I really hope happens is that when I have this cell phone, it will absorb my life. That's what I want it to do. I want it to where whenever I sit down in the evenings to have dinner with my family, that I don't want to talk to them. I want to look at my cell phone. Or I got a new video game. And what I want it to be to absorb my life so much that that's all I want to do. You know what? I may lose my job. I may lose my family over all this. But guess what? This is what I hope happens. I've never had one individual ever come and tell me that. Not one. And if they did, I would probably recommend them for psychiatric care. I'm here to tell you what. If you haven't guessed, what I'm going to be talking about this morning is the elephant of addiction. Addiction doesn't always mean just alcohol and drugs. I hope you understand that. You understand that this morning? I hope you do. And that elephant of addiction in the room, sometimes that we put off, that we ignore, can be that same thing that one day will squash you. Will make a mess out of your life, will make a mess out of your family. The elephant of addiction doesn't play favorites. Do you understand that this morning? It doesn't play favorites. As Greg had mentioned, I'm here to tell you, it has hit our church family here recently. It has hit it hard down through the years. And you know what? If sometimes, you know what, not taking care of, not being, letting it have rule in your life sometimes can totally destroy you. Can totally destroy you. It doesn't make no difference whether you're black, white, green, from Mars. It doesn't make no difference whether you're old or young. It doesn't make any difference. Do you understand that this morning? The elephant of addiction will be there, and it can, and you can have it in your room, in your life, and it could be something that's really going after you. But you're just ignoring it and thinking, you know what, oh, it's just part of life. I'm here to tell you this morning, the spirit of addiction, the elephant of addiction in a room is not part of your life. It is not. Whenever I was looking into this, talking about cell phones, and just one little point that I want to bring across, you know there's $89,000 spent a minute in this country downloading pornography on cell phones. Try to grasp that for a minute. Try to grasp that. The elephant of addiction is big, it's intrusive, and it will keep nudging you. It don't let up. It does not let up. Let me tell you a little something about your pastor one time. I graduated from high school whenever I was 8, of course, like most, when I was 18 years old. I'd never smoked a cigarette in my life. So I told myself, you know what, I'm going to try a cigarette. And I did. I quit within 2.5 years. By the time I quit, I was up to 2 packs a day. 2 packs a day. It almost cost me my relationship with my wife. Because why? I lied and told her that I'd quit. You see, we don't understand sometimes how this kind of stuff gets a hold of our lives and can destroy us, and yet we think it's normal. We think that it's, see, my family had done it for years. So I just kind of thought, you know what? Man, why can't I? Knowing full well that God had convicted me of that and that I needed to get it out of my life. It can wreck your relationships. It can destroy your marriages, your home, your life. You know what? It can ultimately take your life. It can ultimately take your life. If you're dealing with that elephant, I'm here to tell you today, you need to deal with it honestly, and you need to deal with it transparently this morning. You need to deal with it honestly. In your life this morning, if you are dealing with that, and if you have that elephant in your room, or you know somebody, listen, I'm here to tell you, if you know somebody in your family that's dealing with an elephant this morning, don't you shove it aside and say, you know what, and let it just, that's okay, it's part of the family, no, you're just as bad as they are if you're letting it happen and you're not standing up to try to take care of it. You are sending them down a path of destruction, and you are helping them, and you are enabling them. Do you understand? The good news there is there's a way to break this cycle. I'm here to tell you there's a good way to put a leash on that elephant and get it to the altar and let God have it this morning. If you or someone else has that elephant of any category in your life, I'm here to tell you this morning, there is hope. There's a way to put a leash on it. There's a way to get it out of your life. There is. Paul tells us in Romans 6:12, it says this, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof." The Bible's telling us, do not let sin reign. Do not let it have dominion over you, rule over you. Do not it, Lord, have it to lord over your life. There should only be one Lord in your life. Am I right? Will you agree with me that this morning? There should only be one Lord in your life, and His name is Jesus. There are things that will consistently try to steal your mind. They will consistently try to take your body. They will consistently try to take your money, your health. And I could go on and on. And instead, they will put substitutes in those places. You see, the elephant in the room, that's what it wants to do. That's what it's good at. It wants to take the good things that God has afforded you, and it wants substitutes put in there. All right? You understand what I'm saying here this morning? Amen. I hope so. When I started preaching and the Lord started dealing with me about preaching this, I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me because there's got to be things that have got to be directed. I had no idea what was going to be happening here within the last couple of weeks. I had no idea. Guess who does, though? That's why Peter told us, he said, we are slaves to whatever masters us. I hope this morning that I am preaching to you and letting you know, listen to me, you do not have to let that elephant master your life anymore. You don't have to do that. I'm here to tell you there's a way. There is a way to get out of this. Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. Listen to this. It could be caffeine. It could be tobacco. It could be gambling. It could be sports, it could be Facebook, it could be TV, it could be overeating. And I could go on and on and on. Now, Pastor Dave, here you are, you're taking caffeine and putting it right with alcoholism and drug addiction. I'm here to tell you, whatever it is that has rule over your life, that is your master this morning, and that is not what God has intended for your life. Here's some good questions to ask, and I want you to listen to these. Here's some questions to ask. If you think you don't have a problem, maybe you think you do. Does your family or friends think you have a problem? Does your family or friends, the ones that are around you every day, do they look at the situations in your life? Do they think that you have a problem? If they do, you need to start thinking about what's going on in your life. Do you continue to do it, whatever it may be, even though it hurts others? You know what? I know it's going to hurt somebody, but I'm going to continue to do it anyway. That's an elephant in the room. And it needs to be dealt with. I don't want to hurt anybody, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. I'm going to go ahead and have my will, my way done. Let me ask you this too. Do you find yourself arranging your schedule around it? Do you ever find yourself arranging your schedule around it? To make it better for your life, to make it to where you can have that right away in your life. Can you go a week or longer without doing it? Let me ask you that. That's a good one there. Can you go a week or longer with getting by without it? Is there some behavior you're bound and determined to keep hid from somebody? And when you try to quit and fail, listen to this, do you feel hopeless? Do you feel horrible? Does guilt consume you? If you can answer yes to any of those questions, you need to check and make sure whatever it is not the elephant in your room that you need to get out of there. Listen to me. I'm not here this morning to put anybody down. That's not it. I want you to know. Listen to me. If you've seen what goes on in communities and families and how the elephant is put aside and left aside until sometimes it's too late, until families are destroyed, until lives are taken, then you would understand how passionate I feel about this morning. Passionate about this. That we need to get the elephant of addiction out of our life. You know, it ain't going to let up. You know that? It is not going to let up. Addiction will keep nudging and nudging and nudging at you. Try to take you away from your kids. Try to take you away from your spouse. Try to take you away from your relationships with God. Oh, yes. There are Christians that have started and let the elephants back in the rooms. And what they do, whenever they do that, it's nudging them. And it's taking away from their relationship with God. It's taking away from what God wanting for them in their life. You know what? God wants you to be blessed by Him. You know what Greg's teaching this morning about, you know, how that we can have a new song in our heart. Listen to me. Maybe it's been a while since you felt the Spirit of God. Maybe the elephant is dealing with you. You can say this morning, all right, Pastor, I get it. But what can I do? I've tried everything. I've tried everything to try to get rid of it. What can I do? Number one this morning, if you're here this morning and you're dealing with an elephant, lose the excuses starting this morning. Amen? Lose the excuses. Lose them right now. You know, they say Planet Fitness is they call that some kind of no judgment zone. You know what? This is the no excuse zone this morning for all of us. No excuses. No excuses. No, you know what? God's calling us this morning to get rid of the excuses. I would quit, but. No buts. This morning is a time. No excuses. You fill in the blank. Excuses are all as old as the Bible. Luke 14th chapter, the 16th through 21st. What did Jesus invite? He invited people to come to the marriage supper, did he not? He invited them. He said, one of them said, I brought a piece of ground. I've got business. It's more important than what you're offering me, God. That is more important than what you are offering me. God has a table spread. It's peace, it's joy, it's hope, and all the things that God offers. And we offer up to Him as excuses. I can't, but I will, but I'll quit, but. And He's offering you a table like that. Other one said, I've got 5 yoke of oxen, but I've got to try them out. Excuses. Another one said, I just got married. You know what? And I would come, but I just got married. Excuses. I'm here to tell you this morning. Excuses will not work when we're trying to get where God wants us to be. If you want to get rid of the elephant in the room, you've got to get rid of the excuses starting this morning. The point is, we all have them. The point is, we all have excuses, do we not? We all do. But we know what? Here this morning, God invites you to drop every one of them. There's nothing, nothing worth keeping yourself from growing closer to God. Not a thing. Number two, and this is hard for some people, you got to cut the ties. Do you understand what I'm saying? You got to cut the ties. 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Evil, bad company, it says, corrupts good habits, corrupts good character. This is hard. I don't care if it's family. I don't care if it's friends. I don't care if it's a place you go. I don't care what it is. If it is causing you to help you feed that elephant, get rid of it. Cut the ties. Cut the ties. That's what he's telling us here in the Bible, is he not? I'm telling you. I told you I had trouble smoking cigarettes. I don't go to Smoker Friendly. I don't go to work and hang out in the smoke holes up at work. I don't do that. Why? Because I know. And this has been many years ago that I quit. I know. I don't want to back down that path. If you got a trouble with alcohol, you don't go to the place where alcohol is served. Amen. If you got a trouble with drugs, you don't go to the place where drugs are served. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you want to get rid of the elephant in your room, whatever it may be, you've got to cut the ties with whatever it is that's trying to feed that elephant. Whatever it takes to get it out of your life, it's got to get out of your life. So what, Pastor? What are we going to do? What are you going to do? Whenever the elephant comes knocking again, you got church family in here you can call. Amen? You got them that you can call. And I don't think there's a one of them in here that would ever turn you down if you wanted to call. Amen. You know what? Whenever the elephant is taken out of there, guess what? You got to fill that void. And it cannot be filled with another elephant. That's right. It cannot be filled with another elephant. I'm here to tell you, what do you want to fill it with? I'm here to tell you, I want to fill it with Jesus as much as I can. I want to pray. I want to read. I want to be in church as much as possible. I want to be around God's people as much as possible. And if I have to make new friends and fill the void of those old ones with Christian friends, that is what I'm going to do if it helps me get rid of the elephant. We've got to fill the void with something besides another elephant. We've got to do that. Matthew talks about Matthew 12, 43 through 45, and I'm going to read it to you because I believe this is important. Matthew 12, beginning with the 43rd verse, and it says this, when the unclean spirit is going out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and finding none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I've come out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell therein, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto the wicked generation. You can't fill the void with other elephants. It's got to be filled with God's Spirit. It's got to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And if you do not do that, if you try to fill it with other things besides God, guess what? Guess what? You're heading down a dark path again. And it's going to be worse. My Bible tells me seven times worse. Think of your life now. Think where that elephant is now. And think about that thing seven times larger. I'm here to tell you this morning, the elephant in the room, we need to get rid of it. We've got to get rid of it. Say, come get a song.